Wildfires are in the news more than ever. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Deverell, professor of history at the University of Southern California, says we need to change how we fight them.
Across 2 days in the summer of 1910, the Northern Rockies went up in flames. The so-called Big Burn scorched 3 million acres. The Big Burn changed approaches to Western wildfire. As those who had seen and fought the Big Burn rose through the ranks of the Forest Service, they brought with them an ideology. Forest fires were bad and needed to be put out. Every one of them. By the 1930s, the Forest Service insisted that forest fires be extinguished by 10 a.m. the morning after their discovery. While not widely known, the 10 a.m. policy is one of the most consequential environmental actions in American history. But not all forest fires are bad. Smokey Bear, star of the most successful public service campaign in American history, has changed his tune. He once insisted that only you can prevent forest fires. Now he says only you can prevent wildfires. Tacit appreciation that fires that do not burn out of control are good for the forest ecosystem. They lessen the fuel load on the landscape and help prevent catastrophic wildfire. Fighting fire with fire. Moving far beyond the crude absolutism of the 10 a.m. policy will take bold action. Intentionally set controlled burns work, but they are complex. There has to be many of them to make a difference. Indigenous societies have a history of doing them thoughtfully, often tied to spiritual practice. As climate change, drought, and years of fire suppression create a new reality out here, larger catastrophic fires, research suggests that new partnerships be forged. The Forest Service, which has shown a willingness to alter old approaches to wildfire, is increasingly aware of the diverse constituencies of the West. Wildfire is not going away. We have to live with it smarter. Much depends on new, as well as ancient, ways of doing so.
That was William Deverell of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.